Today, a United Nations tribunal did something no international court has done since the Nuremberg trials after World War II. It convicted three media workers of promoting crimes against humanity, in this case for contributing to the massacre of hundreds of thousands of people in Rwanda in 1994. The court sentenced a radio director and a newspaper editor to life in prison, and another senior radio station executive to 27 years in jail. Sharon Lafreniere is a correspondent for the New York Times who's been covering the trial in Arusha, Tanzania, and she joins us now. Sharon, first, give us a little more detail on who these news people are and what exactly they did to promote the Rwandan genocide.
Their names are Ferdinand Nanimana, John Bosco Barawagia, and Hassan Ngezi. Now, Nanimana and Barawagia were the founders of one of the most popular radio stations in Rwanda, RTLM, later got dubbed Radio Hate and Radio Machete. And Rwanda, by the way, is a place that basically relies on radio for its news. And during the genocide, it seemed that everybody was listening to RTLM. And the third man, Ngezi, was the editor of a newspaper called Kangura, which came out twice monthly.
And what kinds of statements would they make on the radio and in these newspapers? And did people really go out and take action because of something they heard on the radio?
The court found that both the newspaper and the radio station waged a relentless campaign against the Tutsi population and denigrated them as Inyenzi, which meant cockroaches. And the newspaper, on one of its covers, it featured a machete, and it basically raised the question of, you know, how can we deal with the Tutsi problem once and for all? The radio, once the killing started in April of 1994, broadcast some very chilling announcements. They gave people's names, they gave their license plate numbers so they could be stopped at roadblocks. They disclosed, you know, hiding places where Tutsis had fled. In one case, there were hundreds of Tutsis who were holed up at an Islamic center, and one of the radio station's broadcasters discovered them there. They were famished. They were in really horrific conditions. And a few hours later, the radio announced that there were armed Tutsi fighters pulled up in the mosque. So by the next morning, they had been all rounded up, herded into houses, and grenades were thrown into the houses.
The three-judge panel, in a quite strongly worded ruling, found that the three were fully aware of the power of their words and that they caused the deaths of innocent people. Can you tell us a little bit more about this decision?
The court really pointed out at the very start of its judgment that they viewed this case as really pretty historic. They said it raises, you know, principles in the media that have not been addressed at the level of international criminal justice since Nuremberg. And then they said the power of the media to create and destroy human values comes with great responsibility, and so those who control the media are accountable for the consequences of their words. And the court told Ferdinand Nanimana, who founded the radio station, that, you know, without a firearm or a machete or any weapon, he'd cause the deaths of thousands of innocent civilians, and that he'd use the radio to disseminate hatred and violence. And they told the newspaper editor that he'd poisoned the minds of readers against the Tutsis, and that instead of using the media to promote human rights, he'd used it to destroy human rights.
Sharon Lafreniere of the New York Times in Tanzania. Sharon, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.